Welcome to The Gratitude Diaries, a production of iHeartRadio. Hi, I'm Janice Kaplan. Thanks for joining me for more practical ideas on how to be happier. Today's tip, don't think of gratitude as an end in itself. Use it as a step to let your own talents shine through. My newest book, The Genius of Women, comes out in paperback this month, and I hope you'll buy a copy because I think you'll be inspired. The connections between gratitude and genius are stronger than you might think. In writing the book, I looked historically at women who did great work in the past that may or may not have been noticed, and I wondered how it is that despite all the obstacles in their way, some women in every generation managed to achieve so much and soar so high. I also interviewed dozens of women doing amazing things right now in many different fields, and I thought about what all of us can learn from them about letting our talents and the talents of a next generation shine through. Women in an earlier time often had to do what I came to think of as the great workaround. The structures in society aren't always on your side. There are often things in the way that can beat you down. The people who succeed are the ones who figure out a way to get around the barriers and over the hurdles. You don't do it by complaining that the world isn't fair. You take action. I was inspired by the wonderful composer Fanny Mendelssohn, who lived in the early 1800s. She was the sister of the well-known composer Felix Mendelssohn. And when they were young, they both toured together and played music, and she was actually the better of the two. But in her early teens, Fanny's father, Abraham Mendelssohn, told her it was time to go home and give up music. She was a girl. She needed to get married. Music, he said, could only be an ornament, never the root of her being. Well, music was the root of her being, but Fanny did go home and get married. But she also did that great workaround I mentioned. She continued composing, and to avoid scandal at the time, she published under Felix's name. At the end of her life, Fanny did publish some work under her own name. The world did not fall apart, and she was very happy with the high praise she was finally able to receive. It would have been nice if she'd had those accolades through her whole life, but there are always events outside our control. For Fanny Mendelssohn, the barrier was a rigidly sexist society that didn't let her do what she wanted. For others, in our own time, the barriers may be a pandemic, war, political turmoil, or that sexist society. In searching for our own happiness and our own way of letting our talents be seen, we sometimes have to make concessions, do things a little differently than we may prefer. Those who give up and scream that it's not fair don't always get very far. You succeed when you find a way to stick with your own passions, to stay positive even when the world seems to be against you. As I learned from Fanny Mendelssohn, sometimes you just do that great workaround. The women I met doing great work right now were among the most positive and grateful I could imagine. They see the obstacles in their way and the things that need to change, but it doesn't stop them. It inspires them. Fei-Fei Li is one of the world's leading scientists in artificial intelligence. She's done breakthrough work in teaching computers how to see. It's a technology now used everywhere, including for things like driverless cars. When she began her work, a lot of people were telling her she was wrong and her approach couldn't possibly work. I asked her how she had the courage to go on. She said she listened to the objections and didn't find anything convincing enough to make her give up. She stayed positive, believed in herself, and she said her main question was, how do I go ahead and get it done? Just imagine how much more we all could get done if we could stay positive, listen to others, and then think only about how we can move forward. One of the reasons I loved researching and writing The Genius of Women was getting to encounter people who engaged in the world in a grateful and caring way and used that to be a huge success. Frances Arnold, who won the Nobel Prize in Chemistry in 2018, told me that she encourages the young women she mentors to face the world in a positive and powerful way rather than a negative and fearful one. She says that not blaming other people for things that went wrong in her life has helped make her a happier person. She worries that a lot of young people get overwhelmed by obstacles that in the general scheme of things are pretty minor. You should fight for change, but also make sure that in your own life, you go ahead with all the vigor and positivity you possibly can. I learned so much about how our attitude can make us happier when I was writing my book, The Gratitude Diaries, and in doing this podcast. Writing The Genius of Women showed me the power of positivity from a different perspective. When you believe in yourself and your own talents, you can take on the world. Dr. Arnold told me, the more fearful you are, the more difficult it is to try something new. I personally am trying very hard not to be fearful anymore, and so I am taking on something new. I'm headed to a new project right now that's got me excited, and so I am taking a pause in this podcast. I'm so grateful that you've been with me for the past 120 episodes. If you've missed some or want to share them with friends, they are all available. I hope you've taken some inspiration and some pleasure in the few minutes we spend together in each podcast, and I hope they will continue to inspire you. Warm thanks to all of you who have sent me kind and supportive emails. Notes of gratitude do mean a lot to sender and receiver. If you haven't read The Gratitude Diaries or The Genius of Women, please buy them right now. They're available on Amazon or wherever you buy books. They're great gifts and a way of saying thank you to the people who do help you through. So thank you for being with me. Remember that so much of life is under your control. It all depends on your attitude to every moment. Stay positive, stay happy, and stay grateful. My very warmest thanks. The Gratitude Diaries is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows.